Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Gehrig Swanager coming out to throw to open up the fourth period, but he's hit as he throws. The ball flutters to the line of scrimmage, and diving on it, a Delta sophomore, Trevor Edgerton. The sophomore makes the pick on a ball as he catches it just off the turf. And Austin, a third turnover via the air game for Greenfield Central. That one,
yep,
due in part because of pressure on the quarterback, and Delta has possession once again. Delta with Hunt, a pitch and a run to the outside, and Greenfield Central had a shot at a tackle for loss on Brady Pease, but he was able to shake out of that and end up with about a five-yard gain. And in the guy you're watching run the football right now, he does that on occasion. You're looking at Delta's all-time leading tackler as a linebacker. Just picked up that record about 3 weeks ago.
Man.
And Delta now, they've always given the ball back when Greenfield's turned it over. Looking good in the running game early with Pease, who meanders his way to the middle of the field, then winds his way to the outside where O'Connor catches him and drags him out of bounds after a gain of about seven.
Eagles tackle made by number 11, Chris O'Connor. First down, Eagles.
Man, that Greenfield was really driving offensively on that last one before the interception. And turnovers kill you, man. They really do. Now Delta's looking to score again.
And regardless of the final score of this game, and Delta leads by three early in the fourth, one of these teams is going to leave the field tonight thinking they should have won this football game.
Yep.
Run from the right wing off the left side, and Wesley Wooden tripped up and hauled down at the 40-yard line for a gain of about five.
Number 24, Wesley Wooden, the ball carrier. Tackle made by number 11, Chris O'Connor.
Chris O'Connor again in on the tackle. You've got Wooden with 50 yards. You've got Whitfield, who we saw early but haven't seen again, with 71. Gardner with 30. 18 from Stitt. And actually, that should be 47. 47 from Stitt. So again, the balance of Delta we talked about early. And speaking of Stitt, here he is, lowering the shoulder, bowling over a would-be tackler and picking up first down yardage. About seven, that will move the chains.
Number two, Wesley.
This run game is hard to cover because you got so many guys that have so many different running styles. I mean, it's hard to keep up with.
Grant Hinton getting credit on the tackle for the Cougars. Greenfield Central in desperate need of a stop. There's lots of time left, but down two scores would prove extremely difficult. Hunt to throw, airs it out, and throws it way over the head of his intended receiver, number 11, Leavers, who seemed to look back at his quarterback with his palms up as if to say, what was that? It's incomplete.
Normally it's the receiver that, you know, kind of makes a mistake, but right there is the quarterback.
Hunt is 3 of 16 passing in this game. Not all his fault. There have certainly been some drops, but that one left you shaking your head a bit. Second out of 10, Delta, 9:43 left to go. Eagles trying to build on a 3-point lead. Hand off to the right wing, and Greenfield's in the backfield for a quick tackle for loss. And he was very quick. Braden Nelson, second on the team in tackles, fifth in the conference, knocking Delta back beyond the 35 to the 37-yard line.
They needed that. Now it's going to be third and long for Delta. If they can hold them, then, especially with coming up on nine minutes left, it's going to be huge.
Where Delta is right now makes me wonder, how much range does kicker Zach Stanley have? Hunt looking to throw on third and long. Pulls it back down, starts to run, grabbed by the shoulder, shakes free of that, and ends up scrambling his way down to the 31. It's a gain of six, and now Delta with a decision to make. They're in Greenfield territory with a fourth down, and they're going to need about 7 yards to pick up the first.
I'm honestly surprised they didn't fumble on that last play.
Pulled on that right shoulder as Hunt had it in his right hand, didn't have it curled into the arm.
Yeah, he was holding it out like, you know, for anybody to come get it, but luckily he didn't drop it.
Delta offense on 4th and 7. Hunt to throw. Lofts it. He's got a man caught. Touchdown.
Wow. What a turn of events right there.
Number 24, Wesley Wooden, got behind his cover. The cover over the top was late, and all Wooden had to do was pull it in and step 8 more yards into the end zone for the touchdown.
Still a very winnable game for the Cougars. I mean, you're down 2 scores, but you really, they need to drive the ball down the field, which they haven't been able to do these past so many drives.
Stanley with the extra point. It's good. And on the CGS scoreboard, 8:15 left to go. And the biggest deficit that Greenfield has faced tonight, now at 24-14. Coming up, kickoff. And the Cougars will have it down 10. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
I remember a time when Grandpa and Grandma's front door was always open. And if the door was closed, it was unlocked. No one was a stranger. And if they were, they wouldn't be one for long. Unfortunately, times have changed. That's why you can trust 9-Star Security Solutions. Our UL-listed monitoring equipment and superior customer service, along with our trained technicians, are key to making your home or business a safer place and gives you the peace of mind you need. Visit us at 9starsecurity.com or 317-326-SAFE.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
Delta 24, Greenfield Central 14. Eagles looking for their 6th win of the year, and now Greenfield Central looking up at them on the scoreboard as Stanley sends a kickoff away down to the 5-yard line. Return to the 15, 20, over to the far sideline, and now bumped out of, well, no, going to stay in the field of play. Tackle made at the 24, and the Cougars down by 10 with Vance on the return will now not only need to score this possession, but they're going to need to move it along a little bit because they're going to need the ball at least twice before this one is over.
Yeah, they really need to put some kind of points on the scoreboard. I mean, if Delta gets it back, they can easily milk this clock down with that run game.
2 receivers left, receiver short side of the field to the right, halfback off the right shoulder, and a back behind Swanaker who will hand it off on first down, and Delta not going to let it go anywhere with a tackle made. Forward progress keeps it at the 22, but it'll be a loss of a couple.
If I'm Greenfield, I'm passing right now. I mean, running the ball, it just kind of milks the clock down. And you got to try to get the ball down the field because you really need to score.
McKee on the carry loses a couple. 8 carries for 11 yards tonight for McKee. Mason Hunt, along with Brady Pease, it's been the best linebacking core in the HHC for 2 guys for some time. 2nd and 12. Slenicker pressure gets rid of it. Complete. Vance, he's on an island. 1-on-3. Makes 2 men miss. Gets through a third. And instead of a loss of 2 or 3, turns it into about a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, that play looked a little broken to me as it was going on. But Vance made nothing into something right there.
Greenfield Central. With a 3rd down and 7, and going under the 7-minute mark, even on this part of the field, it may be 4-down territory.
Yep.
Receiver set to the left. 3 more come to the right. 1 back staying in the block. Swanaker to throw and incomplete.
May have been batted. I can't tell which defensive player that was, but defensive end jumped up and looks like he batted the ball down or had some kind of effect on it. Or unless that was just really a bad throw by Slinaker.
Bounced in there as the receiver made the break. And now, back at their own 28. It's not conventional, but time is of the essence. And with 6:43 to go, Greenfield Central's offense on the field on 4th down and 7. Snap for Slenicker. Throws it in traffic, looking for Vance, who takes contact as it comes across.
Man.
Incomplete and turned over on downs.
Man, that's a heartbreaker right there. You can afford a field goal, but you can't let them score a touchdown right here. Because regardless, you still need to score twice, two touchdowns for if you're Greenfield, so you can afford a field goal. But
this is going to be probably the time, too, when guys start looking for grabbing footballs. Sometimes that means you don't grab and make the tackle, though,
yeah.
too. First and 10, Delta, 28-yard line. Hunt giving it to Gardner, picks his way through the line of scrimmage into the secondary at the next level and still spinning his way down inside the 10. They'll bring him back a bit. Nose of the football on the 10. That's a 17-yard gain for Garner.
Greenfield definitely didn't need that.
Looks like the Cougars, check that, the Eagles, rather, can get a first down inside the one-yard line.
Tackle made by number 34, Tyler Antic.
Tyler Antic credited on the tackle, and he had to pursue that one back up into the secondary. Delta late, play clock down to 3. They do get the playoff, and running wide left. Now cutting it back up and in is Stitt. And finally takes a hit and goes down at about the 5 or 6, and we have a Delta player injured.
Number 2, Wesley Stitt up the middle.
And the Delta player certainly in pain right now. Helmet came off quickly, and the Delta trainers are out to take a look. And that run by Stitt puts the ball just outside the 5-yard line and an injury timeout. Delta trying to build on a 10-point lead. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
CGS. Serving Central Indiana from Morristown for over half a century. CGS for collection of trash and recycling for home, business, and industry. CGS for residential, commercial, and municipal landfill services. CGS for a variety of quarried stone and gravel. Serving Central Indiana for over 50 years. CGS. In Morristown, call for service 765-763-6258.
The debate about sports specialization by high school athletes continues. Some argue that high school athletes who play one sport all year long have a better chance of landing a lucrative pro contract. But that's simply not true. In fact, 30 of the 32 first-round picks in last year's NFL draft played more than one sport in high school. Of the 32 players drafted, 22 also participated in high school track and field. 19 also played basketball. Some also played baseball and lacrosse. What's the path to success for high school athletes here in Indiana, no matter what their goals might be? Study hard. Always do your best. And if you can, play more than one sport in high school. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Johnny McCurry, Austin Grady, injury timeout. And the injured party is a senior on this senior night. Veteran lineman, 6'1", 225, Brady Edwards. And his left leg is being kept all the way off the ground as he gets help to come across the field and come off. Hate to see that, obviously, any time, but
especially on senior night.
You add that in, too. So, Edwards, you hope the injury is less than it appears.
Man, this place is silent, too, now after that.
Edwards, again, kind of hopping off one foot, getting help, and they'll get him over here to the near sideline. But back to football, Stitt running wide right. How did he find an opening? Stitt goes all the way toward the sideline, stops, and then disappeared in a sea of white jerseys and came out on the other side with a touchdown.
Man, that's, I think that's it for Greenfield now. I mean, like we said, you can afford a field goal, but they scored a touchdown. You had to score three times now, and I don't, and 5:38 left in the game, I don't know if that Greenfield can do that.
Wesley Stitt leads Delta in rushing touchdowns. That's number 6. Stanley's extra point is good. And on the Koenig Equipment scoreboard, 5:38 to go. Delta in command right now, 31-14. All right, if you're Greenfield Central, you're going to get this ball back on a kickoff coming up here in just a moment. It's probably academic that the game has been decided. Delta's going to win this one, barring some very, very strange turnovers. And by the way, we did have back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back turnovers in this game, so I guess I shouldn't discount that. But if you're Greenfield Central, it's almost imperative, maybe just for mindset, to go out, put a drive together here with 5 minutes to go, build on it, and give yourself something good to get back on the bus with. You had a great first half except for the final minute 40.
Yeah.
Can you finish this game with a little bit of flair?
I think, you know, like you said, if they drive down the field and they do score, I think it gives this team a lot of confidence. But I think going into the bus, they're going to be pretty upset knowing that I think they know that they probably should have won this game. I mean, they played so well. It's just, Delta just played better the second half.
Stanley with a kick into the end zone. Touchback. It will be Greenfield Central football out of the 20-yard line. Greenfield Central did lead 7-0, led 14-0. Delta would tie it just before halftime, and right now 31 unanswered points by the Eagles. And now with time certainly not on Greenfield's side, Cougars offense back on the field and needing to hurry up. Slonecker at quarterback, clean snap, forced out of the pocket, scrambles and caught and crunched hard at the 20-yard line.
He got up, but man, that looked like an awkward hit right there. Got hit low and high from different angles.
Clock at 5:22 and counting. Coming up after the game, hopefully some comments from head coach Steve Spear as part of our post-game report. Four receiver set, snap for Slonecker, quick throw, complete, and a run beyond the 25 to about the 26, and Vance on the catch and run.
Pass complete to number 7, Jake Vance. Tackle made by number 4, Tyler Gillen.
Unofficially, 215 passing yards tonight for Slonecker. They've gone final at Mount Vernon. Marauders beat Shelbyville tonight 62-7. Slonecker forced out of the pocket, and he dropped the football. Somewhere between having it up where he thought maybe he could throw and then pulling it back down, that ball just came out, and Delta recovers at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, that's going to be the ball game, but you got to give credit to Greenfield. They played their butts off tonight, and you could argue that they probably could have won this game.
The one thing you can't overcome, even though Delta had three of their own, that's turnover number 5 for Greenfield Central tonight, and their margin of error is not wide enough for that.
I think if they knock down, you know, half of those turnovers, this is a lot closer ball game than what we see.
Delta football with 4:38 to go. Eagles put it on the ground and make the push for a run inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line. Gain of about 4. Second down from that spot. And number 6, Matthew Schwier. And I'll say this about Chris Overholt. He's finding his seniors some opportunities. Now, Brady Pease, we see on defense all night long, but Pease gets some late carries. Matthew Schwier is a senior, gets into the game, gets a carry. He's trying to find his opportunities with some of these guys in their final regularly scheduled home game. Handoff, run up the middle. Connor Bedwell, touchdown.
Man,
that's a bowling ball runner of a junior with a rushing touchdown.
This has really been a tale of two halves. I mean, that first half, I think Greenfield was the better football team. And then things really kind of, it really was just this fourth quarter where things turned around.
Bedwell was one who, when I was here back in week 3, as Stanley's extra point is good, he was one of the key players. Now, like every other Delta game, everybody touched the ball, but Bedwell was one of those guys who really made a difference as Delta went for over 600 rushing yards.
That's insane.
84 on the board. Both were school records.
That is insane. Especially from, I don't know how many guys ran the ball that night, but like we said, they have about eight guys that can run the ball.
I want to say it reached 10. Now, by the time it got to the fourth quarter, we were seeing guys that we're not going to see in this game tonight, but still.
That's, as a team, that's insane that you can have that many guys come in there and run for 600 yards.
Stanley's going to kick it off, and if you're Delta, the Eagles would not be favored going to New Pal next week. I mean, let's be frank about that. They would not. But Delta did not play well in the loss to Pendleton Heights. Now, again, I'll even preface that by saying to pick Pendleton over Delta would not shock anybody. But Pendleton was kind of in a swoon. Delta was playing well, and Greenfield Central has fumbled the ball on the kickoff return, and Delta has covered it up again.
Is that six or seven turnovers now?
Well, that'll be number one, two, three. That'll be number six.
Man, you can't win if you have that many turnovers. You just can't.
But Delta, in that loss, they left New Pal as the only undefeated team in the conference. Next week, Delta goes to New Pal. Again, Delta's not going to be picked by anybody. Nobody is being picked to beat New Pal right now. But if you're the Eagles next week, because you win here, you do at least get to play for a share of the conference, mathematically speaking.
Yeah.
Again, Delta football coming off a Cougar turnover. Well, now hang on a moment.
Wait. Yeah. I guess Greenfield recovered it.
My apologies. They have whistled the play dead. The ball did come out. The ball was recovered, but play whistled dead.
I was looking at the how Delta and Greenfield were lined up, and I was like, Delta's in a weird offensive set compared to Greenfield. And I guess Greenfield had the ball the whole time.
Run by Cisnes goes for nothing. Second down and 10 for Greenfield as we get into the final moments here. And a run up the middle again, going to yield about 4, maybe 5 yards. It'll be a third down and 5 as we go under 3 minutes left on the clock. Two receivers come to the right of the offense, another receiver on the left side working off the left hash. Swaniker, the snap. Throws and picks. He is picked off.
Wow.
They're saying yes. A catch by, strangely enough, the guy who could not catch the football all night, number 4, Tyler Gillen, dives in front of the receiver and makes the pick.
That was an excellent read right there by the Delta defender. Slinnaker, he has to see that, man. That's when you throw in a pump fake, you know, see if he's going to jump. And then you throw it in there, but you got to give it to him. He's a freshman, but still, you're starting varsity quarterback for a reason. You have to see these kind of things.
Delta ball again, 31-yard line. Hunt still in at quarterback. Some other changes, some senior night changes. Schwier is still in there. Kyle Tempest, a junior back, comes out of a pile, steps through another tackle.
Wow.
And goes to the end zone for a touchdown.
I thought he was down. I saw a whole pile, and, man, he just came out of there out of nowhere.
Well, he disappeared. You lost sight of him completely, and then he popped out and took it into the end zone from 31 yards out.
Wow. Man, way to stay on your feet.
2:29 to go, and Delta on the board again. 4 touchdowns in this fourth period. Stanley's PAT try is good. And on the Koenig Equipment scoreboard with 2:29 to go, it's now Delta 45-14. And it's no consolation prize, but it's going to be the part where you start to think, the final score doesn't indicate what this game was for much of the night.
I mean, really, the score should be a lot closer. I think Greenfield is kind of just worn out and kind of, I think they kind of just gave up a little bit now. I think they're ready just to go home. But, yeah, like you said, I don't think this scoreboard indicates how this game has gone.
Time for another kickoff by Delta, brought to you by Greenfield Banking Company with high-quality financial solutions and personalized friendly service since 1871. Greenfield Central home next week to wrap up the regular season.
It's not going to be an easy one next week either.
No, it will not. Kickoff taken inside the 5, return to the 20, 25, and tackle made there as Vance is swung down to the turf. Next week, you have to get ready for the pass-happy attack led by wide receiver Luke Bumbalo as Newcastle comes to town.
I talked about this last week with Mike. They had an IndyStar article on Newcastle. It was like called Basketball on Turf, because they have a lot of their basketball players that are playing football, including their quarterback, and like you said, Bumbalo. They have a really good offense. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough way to end your season next week.
Four wide receiver look for Slenaker. Low snap, picked it up, tosses to the back out of the backfield. Little stop and go motion and tackle made 26. It'll go for a yard, second down and 9. And the big story on the basketball side of things involving Newcastle is whether or not starting center Purdue recruit Mason Gillis will be available at all this upcoming season with another knee surgery taking place.
Man.
The possibility that he could return in February in time for sectional play. That's what's being talked about right now. Slenaker throws, incomplete, diving attempt by Gray, not able to come up with it.
Newcastle actually went down to, I think, 2A.
No, 3.
3? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, last year they were amazing. And
made it to the semi-state.
Since they went down, I think they're going to have a easier trip to get there. I mean, no offense to 3A basketball, but Newcastle is a good basketball team. And if Gillis is out there...
Now that's the if right now.
Yeah.
Third down and 9 for the Cougars. Once led this game 14-0, now trailing 45-14. Pass, bobbled, and then maybe bobbled again. Finally pulled in, and the turn of the run to the 29 brings up a fourth down. And I think the Cougars will bring the punting unit out with 90 seconds to play.
I think Greenfield is just ready for the buses to be started up.
Long ride homecoming.
Yeah.
Again, strangely enough, the feeling of, at least a little bit, to lose by 31, but to go home thinking maybe some what-ifs in this
game. Yeah.
Put away. Bounces, takes a good Greenfield roll, and keeps on rolling from near midfield down inside the 30, 25, and down at the 22-yard line. And Delta's offense at least one more time back out onto the field.
Probably going to knee it here with 58 seconds left. Run the clock down. Good win by Delta tonight. Could have been an ugly loss.
Yes, true. We mentioned New Pal, Muncie Central, Zionsville, Anderson joined Greenfield in 5A Sectional 12. Delta, 4A Sectional 21, which features the ranked Marion Giants. Used to be known for basketball at Marion. Now it's, at least for the moment, a football school, but as Delta takes a knee. Listen to the rest of this field. Marion coming into tonight undefeated. Western, one loss. Mississinawa, defending champs, one loss. Delta, Lebanon, and Pendleton, all 5-2. Yorktown, 5-3. And then Frankfort at 0-7. Frankfort is the only team below 500 coming into this week's play.
Man.
That is quite the 4A Sectional 21.
I would not like to be in that sectional.
Another snap, and that's going to bring us to the conclusion of a senior night here at Delta. It was the story of two and, well, maybe a little to the first half side of halves, but story of two halves in this one. 14-0 at one point, tied at 14 at the break. Delta wins tonight, 45-14.